page 75. Frankenstein, Chapter 3. 2 months had passed since Justine's death. I wanted to find my monster and destroy it. I travelled a long way in search of the monster. I crossed a river and climbed to the top of a mountain. Below the mountain was a glacier. I crossed the glacier. There I saw a figure on the ice. It was far away, but it looked human and was coming towards me with superhuman speed. I knew who it was. It was the monster. I was frightened and angry. I wanted to kill him. "Go away, you devil, you terrible monster," I screamed. "I want to destroy you. You've killed 2 people who were dear to me." "Everybody hates me, and you hate me too," replied the monster. "You're my creator, and you want me dead. How dare you play with life like this? You have to listen to me and hear my story. You made me. You have to help me. Do what I want, and then I'll leave you alone. If you choose not to help me, I will do you more harm. You can't understand how I feel. Nobody shows me kindness. The Dark Knight is my only friend." So I listened to the monster's story. "When I was first created by you, I was left alone. I found some clothes in your room, and I fled to the forest." Page 76. "I was cold, but I didn't know how to make fire. I ate leaves and berries. I walked around in the hope of finding friends. No one liked me, and people screamed at me. One night, I found a small hut where I stayed throughout the day. During the night, I went out in search of food. There was a small hole in my hut, and from there I would watch my neighbours. They were living in a small house. It was a family of 3, an old blind father, his son, and his beautiful daughter. I learned to speak your language by listening to them all day. When they went outside, I went inside their house and learned how to read their books. I learned about the world and its history. One day, the son and the daughter went out, and the old father was home alone. I decided to visit him. I knocked at his door and told him that I was a tired traveller. He could not see me, so he couldn't judge me by my looks. I sat with him, and we spoke until his children came home, which was sooner than I expected. When they saw me, I saw their fear. The man's son started hitting me with a stick. I tried to tell them that they were my only friends, but they were really terrified and screamed at me and wanted me out. I didn't know where to go, and I decided to find you, my creator. I travelled to Geneva. In Geneva, I sat by a lake, and a young boy appeared. I thought that since he was young, he would not know fear in his heart. I decided to talk to him, but of course he became very afraid when he saw me. The young boy screamed at me with fear. "Child," I said to him, "do not be afraid. I want to be your friend." His reply was, "Go away, you big and ugly monster. My father, Mr. Frankenstein, will come after you." Oh, the rage I felt in that moment. Now I could get my revenge and hurt my creator by strangling this boy. Page 77. My hands held his neck, and in moments he was lifeless. The boy was wearing a locket around his neck, and in this locket was a picture of a beautiful woman. That made me feel even worse, because I knew that no beautiful woman like that would ever want me. With his locket in my hands, I ran to a nearby barn. In the barn, there was a pretty young woman sleeping peacefully. I decided to put the pendant in her pocket so that she would be accused of the murder. Now, Victor Frankenstein, here is my request. I want you to create a female monster for me. She must be like me, big and ugly. We will be the same and keep to ourselves in the mountains. If you do this, I promise to leave you alone. I promise that you will never see me again. If you do not do this, I will make your life even more tragic. Do you promise? I asked the monster. Will you leave me alone if I do this? The monster agreed. And here are the questions. What happened when Frankenstein found the monster? Why had the monster been so cruel? What did the monster want Frankenstein to do? And do you think Frankenstein should do what the monster asked? Please explain your answer.